You don't have to turn here unless you want to, but our key scripture, and I want to do this on prayer part two, a little six-letter word, and it's full of power and promise. Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
How many's had God to come through and answer your prayer?
Amen.
Has He? Over and over and over, He's answered. He's made ways when there wasn't any ways. He heard our cries. How many times He's touched our bodies. He's delivered. It's this scripture, Luke 18:1. And He, Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end. In other words, to sum it all up, to sum every bit of it up, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That word ought in the Greek means must. We must pray always and never faint. If we don't learn to pray and trust God in every situation, we'll be defeated.
Yes.
Something will take us down. Amen.
Amen.
Can I tell everybody in this house, me included, I've been doing a lot more praying lately. It helps.
Yes.
It calms. It gives confidence. It stabilizes you. It does something inside of you that keeps you, and you know it.
Yes.
Prayer is your key, children, to victory. The Word of God and prayer will keep you rooted and grounded and stable in these shaky times. Before I get into scriptures, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward over into my 8 pages of notes. Hallelujah. Here's my take on prayer. This come out of Tommy Romans. It come out of 52 years of serving God. My experiences, the things that I have went through, and how the Lord has heard and answered prayer. It's the testimonies that I've seen in other people too. All that's in the Bible about prayer. You want to hear it?
Yes.
You want to hear this? I want us to look at this powerful little 4-letter word, pray, for a moment. It has saved millions down through the ages. Did it save you?
Yes.
Thank you, God. It has extended the lives of many that should have been dead and gone. Holy Lord. Right, Brother Allen. Praise God. It kept us alive for a purpose and a reason to get a testimony out of us. Hey, Lord. It's healed the sick and brought them off their sick beds. How many here today can say, Brother Tommy, the Lord has moved many times for me. He's brought me off of the sick bed, extended my life, and I'm still here because He heard my prayers and the prayers of others that God answered. Hallelujah. How many today you got people that will care about you and will hold your name up in prayer? Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I can't make it on my own. That's the reason the Lord built a church and unified every member and put them into the body of Christ, is because we lean on each other. Thank you, Lord. We are strength to each other. Praise God. I'm here by His grace and mercy. I'm still going because of prayer.
Right.
Woo-hoo. Prayer has delivered prisoners behind Satan's iron bars and brought them off in Skid Row. Brought them out of a life of sin and shame.
Yes.
You can search this whole world over, children, and you will never find a greater gift or better friend given to you than the spirit of prayer that is birthed inside of you by the Holy Ghost. Can you say, I'm glad for that indwelling, sweet, precious Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
How many's got Him? How many can feel the evidence?
Yeah.
How many knows He hears us when we praise Him and when we send up our prayers unto Him?
Right.
Shoot. It's my constant companion, Sister Maria. Prayer is.
Yes.
It's an unseen one that comes from the heart. It's got its own voice that it cries unto its maker. Oh, God.
Yes.
It's my companion in the good times and the bad.
Yes.
It is not very far away. It is not out of your reach.
Right.
It is very nigh you. It's closer than your very own breath. It beats in your very heart.
Yes.
Shoo. True heartfelt prayer opens heaven and it rattles the gates of hell.
Yes.
Satan and his demons tremble when you pray. They can't stand it because they know that God hears his children who call on him. They know that God answers. Prayer is your lifeline to the very throne of God that anchors you. It is the soul's blood that keeps you alive. It's your anchor that holds you secure in uncertain and troubled times. The greatest and best three friends that you will ever have in this world is the Word of God and prayer. Hallelujah to God. Two friends, too. Hallelujah. How many's glad you got a friend today?
Yes.
Jesus taught us to pray, didn't he? Yes. You know, to always pray and not to faint. I'm here today to help me and help encourage you. Children, what we need, I'm telling everybody in this house, we're going to have to learn to pray more.
Right.
If Jesus tarries his coming, if you're not rooted and grounded down, what will you do when all hell breaks loose? I pray that he comes and he's coming soon. But the way it looks out on the world stage, friend, I don't want to be left behind. I felt him. Raise your hand. I felt him. Holy God, I'm going to have to learn to pray more. I'm going to have to get a hold of this thing. I'm going to have to get anchored to the throne. Get in that place that I know God is with me. That I know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I'm walking with him. And no matter what I face or what comes our way, I know that I'm anchored in Jesus. Are you listening?
Yes.
I think we've let up. I don't think we pray like we ought to pray.
Amen.
We don't. We need the power of God in the church.
Right.
We need the Spirit and the anointing of God in the church.
Right.
Holy God, it'll come when people hunger and thirst after righteousness. God will pour out. Praise be to the Lord. A little 5-minute prayer is not going to get it.
No.
It ain't going to get it. No. You can rush off and do the things and go to your job and do this and do that. How many times do we rush away when we needed God? Lord, and something comes up and we go to pieces. We don't have a prayer life.
Come on.
We don't have a good prayer life. I want to feel this thing. Listen, I hold this microphone here today, and I have prayed through the week. I have studied, and I have typed. I have kept a spiritual mind, but I can't do it without prayer.
Right.
Holy God, and I come into the house of God, I want everybody to be stirred. Holy, holy, holy. When we come through those doors, that you could feel the anointing of God.
Right. Amen.
Help us, Lord. Don't ever lose or let go, not even of one of them, the Word of God in prayer. They are your very life.
Yes.
They are your strength and hope. Children, prayer disperses the darkness and causes the sun to shine through.
Yes.
Prayer drives Satan and his lies out and puts him into flight. He cannot stop a child of God who's committed, who prays, and has communion with the Lord. Many times prayer has hushed the strong winds and calmed raging storms in our life, and it has brought peace. God. When it looks hopeless and all seems gone and lost, it still knows how to roll heavy stones away and bring new life again. It brought the dead man Lazarus out of a cold, dark tomb when it looked completely hopeless. Prayer has performed many miracles. It's opened prison doors for God's people. It has brought angels down to deliver and help us, even in times when we wasn't even aware of it. How many knows there's times that God would let us know, pull back the curtain, we could have been snapped out in a sudden accident. But the Lord stayed him and came down and pushed him away. I feel the Lord here today. Raise your little hands. If God be for us, who can be against us? I've got the greater one inside of me. When the spirit of the devil and these powers of hell come in, hey Lord, these floods, he raises up a standard against him. And what's the Lord say? His little child that is a servant of him. Satan, thus far, you have come and no farther. You cannot have him. You cannot have her. Why, oh Lord? Because they are trusted in me. And because they got a prayer life. You have to leave. Hey, take your fly. Get behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, he's made me more than an overcomer. Through him, I have triumphed. Hey, 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 hey. Raise your hand and love him and praise him. The devil cannot have you.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Can't cross the bloodline, Brother Ron. I love that song, son. You're right to sing her again.
Amen.
Satan, you come too late to tell me you can't cross the bloodline. You might howl, you might rave. I don't know what the words are. Sounds good, don't it? Oh, God. Prayer. Prayer from the hearts of God's unified people.
Oh.
It will cause iron gates to open, to swing wide open, and let a child of God go free. Just ask old Peter. It'll bring victory over habits and over the things of this world that tries to tie itself to you and hold you. It'll break them. This one little four-letter word, pray. That's hard to believe all this come out of Tommy Roman's encyclopedia. Y'all see my dictionary? It's not a literal one, it's up here. Oh God. This one little four-letter word, pray, from a dedicated child of God, it's strong at daybreak. It will take you through the heat of the day. Prayer is always on call. It works in the midnight hour. Yes, prayer still works for those who trust and believe. It brings peace to a troubled soul and a smile to a saddened face. It can change your countenance to glow with hope and blessed assurance in God. Oh, dear children, this little word, pray, can still move mountains. There's mountains here today that need to be moved. You know that? And only God can move them. If we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's a little. We could say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it has to go. It has to go, God. Holy Lord. It knows how to go before the throne of God, his grace to obtain mercy. This little four-letter word has fought many battles. It has won wars. It can never be outnumbered. It has conquered and defeated its raging enemies. Many times prayer has stood alone. How many has ever felt like sometimes you had to stand alone? Hey God, it has stood alone when no one else was there to help. It will never leave an humble soul that trusts in God. Prayer is strong and it's mighty, Sister Lisa. It will never wear out. It helps the one who carries it, and it reaches out to help others that are suffering and in need. This little powerful word, pray, secures you in times of temptation. Prayer, when it is uttered from the breath of the soul, has went to heaven millions of times through the ages and brought God down to save and deliver. Hallelujah. How many of God knows today that God still hears, He still saves, He still heals, and He still delivers? Hallelujah. You're a living witness of it today. Brother Allen, you came out of your car, walked up the steps into the glass doors because somebody prayed. Somebody said, Lord, I need help. God, I need your touch. I feel the Lord in here. Hey, Lord. Ain't you glad today God hears and He answers and He cares about you?
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, what a touch. My God, oh, the Holy Ghost. All we need is Him to touch us. Get a hold of it, children. Get a hold of this. Lord, help me to pray more. Tell Him, God, I need to pray more. I need to get in that place, that secret place, Lord, and draw close to You.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, when God created prayer, He put Himself and His very life in it.
Yes.
Jesus had it. Jesus used it to work miracles and to touch and heal the needy and hurting. Real prayer, Brother Ronnie, it vibrates with power. Prayer is anchored in God's infallible word. It knows how to claim a promise and stand on it till it sees an answer. Even though things are bad, capital B-A-D. And when it looks like it's getting worse, seems to be getting worse, true prayer won't give up, but keeps on pressing, keeps on going, and it keeps on believing. God gave every child of His the gift of prayer. Are you using it?
Oh, Jesus.
How many is using it?
Amen.
Holy Lord, I got it. It's on my side. Many there be that might be many things against you, but if you got prayer, got God on your side, you're a winner.
Amen.
You are a winner. Prayer is the language of the heart that the Lord hears and understands.
Yes.
Prayer is found all through the pages of your Bible, where God has wrought miracle after miracle when His people prayed. God put a cry deep in your heart, children, that when hard times come and trials come, it utters its voice and knows how to get a hold of the Lord. This voice of holy prayer has shaken kings and kingdoms, Brother Ron. It has brought the mighty down to their knees. It works for the poor and the lowly. Just ask that old poor widow woman in Luke 18 that kept coming back to call on the judge to avenge her of her adversary. If it worked for her, it'll work for you. How many knows it?
Amen.
It worked for that blessed soul, that woman who wouldn't give up. She got an answer.
That's right.
Oh, she didn't quit.
That's
Right.
She kept crying, Oh, Judge, I got an enemy. He's on my trail. He's after me. I need your help. He gave in and he took care of the problem. Listen now. Moms and dads bring up their little children and train them with prayer. It's so simple to use that little boys and little girls utilize it at bedtime, and God hears it so loud and clear. This little four-letter word pray shows up in hospitals. Ain't that amazing? It's carried by the feet of ministers and caring saints to give hope to the sick and hurting. There at the bedside of the suffering, it makes its powerful voice of comfort to be heard that brings God's healing touch. Oh, how the troubled and the hurting need it. Have you got it today?
Mom.
Answer yourself. Have I got this secret? Have I got this key? Do I have this friend and companion? Do I have this prayer? Life. Dear brother and sister, do you carry it with you? Does it abide and stir within your heart that you say, Lord, I don't have enough of you.
Right.
I'm still hungry. I felt that go over me right now. Raise your little hand. God, I'm still hungry. Oh, yes. Jesus, I'm still hungry, Lord. I know that I'm saved. Telling children, I know that I'm saved, God.
Amen.
I know that I'm a Christian. But there's, Lord Jesus, there's so much more. I'm hungry, God, for more. I want more, and I'm hungry for it, God. Feel my soul. Feel my heart with it, Lord. Put a cry in me. Put a cry and a longing in me. You kill it. Are you filled with prayer? Is it your daily language? Is it your delight to talk to the Lord? We've got a hurting, dying world, Brother Ronnie, all around us needing it. Our church here today needs it more than ever, ever.
Amen.
The Church of Jesus Christ needs this mighty weapon of prayer. You might feel like you don't have much or can't do a lot, but one thing for sure you can do.
Right.
You can pray. You can pray. It'll keep you and it'll keep others. Ain't God good here today? He can read our minds and read our hearts.
Yes, our very thoughts.
My Lord, have mercy. He hears us loud and clear when we meditate a prayer. He said in one place, I know the thoughts that come into your mind, yea, every one of them. Look it up. Ah, gracious sakes. We brought out last week that prayer is the heart's language that calls on the Lord and he hears and understands. It's sad that many people only call on God when they're in trouble or when they're really in need. Prayer is not just asking God for something,
right.
Things. It goes much deeper. It is a daily communion with Him where you open your heart and bare your soul. True prayer is that sacred place where you share your deepest feelings with Him, knowing that He listens and cares. It's that special place of relationship where you tell Him, Lord, I love you. I love you. And I thank you. Lord, not only do I need you, but I long for you. And I want you. Talking to God is not just giving Him 5 hurried minutes.
Right.
And then be on your way. Prayer is not one-sided either, where you do all the talking, but you take the time to wait in His presence and listen for Him to talk back to you and show you things. How many knows that the Lord will speak to you and show you things if you'll learn to be quiet?
Amen.
Quiet. You have to quiet yourself to wait and listen. I promise you that if you would take your Bible, have you got a Bible? You got the Word of God? I promise you, if you'll take your Bible, God's Word, and lay it in your lap, you don't even have to be on your knees. But if you'll read this right here and be still and meditate in it by prayer and wait, God will reveal Himself to you. You'll know it. You'll feel it. You'll feel the sensation of strength coming into your very soul. How hungry are you for the Lord and the peace of God today?
Amen.
Huh? Is God speaking to us today? Oh, God. Oh, God. You're going to have to fast your social media. To get the Lord's presence that brings you real peace and joy down in your soul. There's some things that we need to fast and lay aside. And the sweetest and the best part of it all is when you leave that sacred place of communion with all of your heart. Being in God's presence, you carry it with you. You carry with you the feeling of deep assurance and confidence that God is with you.
Oh,
y'all feel that today?
No.
Do you know, you really know you're in that place pleasing Him? Do you really know it? You're close to Him. You have Him. You got that down inside. You feel. You know it's real. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into James 5:13. And I want to take us deep here today and help us. Forgive me for reading all of that. I don't know, but I want to lay a foundation to just show you things. James 5 and verse 13. Ronnie, you want to read that 13 through 16, and then I'll reiterate on it.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
I like my concordance that gives you the Greek and the Hebrew definitions. You see, the Old Testament was written in the original Hebrew. The New Testament is written from, taken from the Greek manuscripts, the Greek language. Paul brought it over into the English. Listen real close. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. I want you to look at the word afflicted. It does not mean sick here. Afflicted means, is there any among you suffering any hardships or trouble? Are you going through a hard trial? Are you fighting and struggling with the enemy? Is he oppressing you in some way? The scripture goes on to say, let him or her. Children, prayer is your survival. It is your overcoming strength against the enemy of your soul. Yes, we need others' prayers. Listen now, but it sounds like here that if we don't learn to pray and trust God for ourselves, there's a chance that we can be defeated. We can go down and not make it through our trial. Listen, I've had brothers and sisters that I know that love me, and they pray for me, and that means a whole lot, Sister Maria, to know people love you and care about you and are praying for you. But you're going to have to do your own praying.
Right. Sorry. Amen. Right.
Amen.
But I've got to learn, Tommy has got to learn to do my own praying if I'm going to make it through to get my own victory.
Right.
There ain't nothing in this world, Brother Lonnie, I'm just going to see any better to feel any better to know that you've got victory. I prayed hard. I prayed this thing through, and God has touched me. Shoot.
I've got to learn to overcome for myself. How many of you have ever been in a hard place and had the Lord to come through for you, and you knew it?
Yes.
You knew that He heard your prayer calling on Him, and He answered you.
Yes.
My mom's younger sister, I thought of this when I was studying, Aunt Gay, she's dead and gone now, be with the Lord. But she told me, I know, two different times through the years, my Uncle Freeman was her husband. My Uncle Freeman, he pulled into a gas station. He had a real bad heart. He pulled into a gas station there in Grayson, that's where they lived. He was pumping gas in his boat. And suddenly, he had a massive heart attack. His heart busted inside of his chest. They said as soon as he hit the ground, people run over there and said his face immediately started turning dark, dark purple and black. Red. My Aunt Gay, she had Shorty, Kathy, Mary, and Jan, four kids that was in school. She was going to church and taking to church, and she told the Lord, she said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I've got four kids to feed and raise and put them through school. I have no money. She said she went to bed one night and she's torn to pieces and worried. She said, I was in this big house and said there was doors going into all kind of rooms. And she said, I got lost in that big house and said there was just doors. And she said, I'd go through this door and I'd look for help and said, there's nobody there, nothing there. She said it come to a dead end. There was another door that went off from that room. And she said, I went into that room. And it said it was all empty, just completely empty. She said she looked around, nobody, nothing, nothing. She went into room after room. And finally, in desperation, in that dream, she said, I come to a room, to the entrance of a room. And she said, I looked up, and there was great big letters across the door before you entered. Says, pray. And she said, I started praying and telling the Lord, Lord, I know you can supply. I know you love me and my kids, and I need your help. And it wasn't very long that she got a job. That job played out. She got another job, and that one went out. And God helped her and kept giving her jobs. And finally, she got one. And she said, I always paid my bills. I raised my kids. I put them through school because I learned to pray. Can you praise Him here today? She said, I did what God showed me to do in that room. I came to that room. Every room was empty. You ever feel sometimes, children, you come in places and it's just empty. I'm in a place, I don't know what to do, God. I love you, you know that I do. I want to serve you. She said I'd get phone calls, and I think she was she delivered food to people's homes instead of delivery service. She was in that. She got to witness and testify for the Lord and paid every one of her bills. Put the kids through school. Ain't God good here today? All of that because you learned to pray and trust the Lord. Okay, it goes on in verse 14. Now look, is any sick? That's the difference. There's different from afflicted. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them what?
Pray.
Over him. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of what?
Faith
shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The Holy Ghost don't stop there in his inspiring James to write. He goes on to say in the last half of the next verse how and why this type of prayer gets an answer. Verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The original Greek definition reads this way: the earnest, heartfelt, sincere, and continued prayer of a righteous person will accomplish and bring to pass many things. So I guess that does away with this melancholy, it's just lukewarm, lackadaisical prayer. God help me. And we just go on our way. The best things come when we earnestly pray and reach for them with all of our heart. Praise God.
Amen.
Noah Webster's definition of prayer, his 18 and 28 edition of words and their definition. Listen, prayer means to ask for, which we know that. It don't stop there. To ask for with earnestness and zeal.
Right.
Could that be the reason that we don't get some of our prayers through and get an answer? We don't have the zeal.
Amen.
We're not really earnest and really reaching for it and wanting it.
Yes.
If you have the Holy Ghost in you and you're praying, people's needs, when you're around them, it'll draw him out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a compassion there. There's a pull there that you want to pray for that one. And I honestly believe that God answers a lot of prayers, listen now, not just because we pray, but for a witness to others.
Amen. That's right.
A witness to others.
That's
right. And you know why he does it sometimes? To increase our faith. God answers. He heals. He moves. Jeff, he does things that we know, God, you care. Shoo, you love me and you are listening to my prayers. Praise God. I'm going to quit here just in a second. He goes on. Pray means to pour forth. Now, this is the definition in Noah Webster's. To pour forth sounds with words. It goes on. Prayer is to pour out as water is poured out in a violent rain. Oh, God. That's serious. That's earnest. Notice the Lord is wanting to us to see and understand that in the natural, when it rains, it starts all soft and sprinkling. A little light rain, then more drops begin to fall until it increases to a gushing, pouring rain. That's what God is saying today. I want the gushing prayers to come out of you.
Right.
The pouring out of your heart. This is real prayer that gets results. God will only answer and pour out his blessings and power in the measure that you pour out your heart to him.
Right.
I believe what God is saying to us in this lesson today. We cannot just softly coast along in life and just mentally think our prayers as we go.
Right.
To really get God in heaven's attention, there must be a great inward zeal and a desire that matches the need. Pouring out your petition to the Lord. How hungry are we today for God's presence and God's help? With all this that I've said today, and I've tried to obey what the Lord has given me to type, with all of this, how many can say, Lord, I need to pray more? I want to pray more and talk to you and have a close relationship and a communion that I know that you're listening and you're going to move. I felt that. You're going to move. That's faith. I'm telling you, prayer and the Word of God will build a faith in you that will not stop. It won't quit. Don't give up in the battle. Praise God. Raise your hand one more time. Heavenly Father, we praise you for this day. We love you, Lord. We love you with our hearts. Hallelujah. Thanking you for the promises, Lord, all through your word. Thanking you, Jesus, for your mercy and grace. Touch every heart.